أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With a new lesson in Aqaid al-Imamiyya for Sheikh al-Muzaffar rahmatullahi alayh. And today, dear students, we have this topic, the Holy Quran, and what is the Holy Quran about, and why is the Holy Quran is mu'jizatul anbiya, mu'jizatul nabi, it is the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Alright, we believe that Shia Imamiyya, Sheikh al-Muzaffar said, we believe that the Holy Quran is the divine revelation. Yes, the Holy Quran is the divine revelation that was revealed by Almighty Allah. Yes, it is really the divine revelation that was revealed by Almighty Allah to His Honorable Prophet, to His Honorable Prophet, making everything clear, making everything clear. As we know, brothers and sisters, this Quran, this holy book, it has everything inside it. مع لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا وأحصاها. Why this book? It counts every small thing and all details, all tiny details, and it will never left anything behind. Yes, this is the Quran. It mentioned everything in it, so nobody can see, can say something different. All of us, we believe that Holy Quran has what has the ability, or it has all the details in this world, in this life, and the after. Okay. It is also the Holy Prophet's immortal miracle. And we know that each prophet has what? Has a miracle. Each prophet has a miracle. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has many miracles, but it is the greatest miracle, the immortal miracle for him, that is the Holy Quran. And we will, inshallah, through this few sentences, we will discover why the Holy Quran is the immortal miracle. You know, brothers and sisters, a person who brings a miracle, should this miracle be out of the ability of the human beings, out of the ability of the human beings. So all people they notice that Holy Quran is the miracle of the Prophet, and still this miracle up to now, and it will be immortal forever. Okay, so Holy Prophet's immortal miracle is Quran, Holy Quran, that challenges all human beings. You see that Quran is challenging. Quran, yes, is challenging all human beings. You know, brothers and sisters, that Quran is challenging. Yes, it is challenging all human beings. Why? Why? Because we notice that Al-Quran is a very important book. It is holy book, and Al-Quran itself challenged all human beings for what? To bring surah, just like one surah of the Quran, and nobody was able to bring surah. Then Al-Quran challenged mankind or the Meccans people to bring one ayah, but they weren't able. So the miracle that challenges all human beings to bring the like of its eloquence, yes, of its eloquence, together with the elevated facts and knowledge it comprises. You know, comprises. Yes. All Muslims notice that Al-Quran, not all Muslims, but everybody knows that Al-Quran has knowledge, has information, and this knowledge and information, it was what? It was not belong to anybody, because this Al-Quran has what? Has all the information, all what is happening, all what is in this world. But you have to know that Al-Quran is still nobody knows what is Al-Quran except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and Ahlul Bayt and his progeny. Okay, you know that, brothers and sisters, Al-Quran has information. Al-Quran has all things which explained to Holy Quran, that Holy Quran explained about what? About about all the information. But we have, you know, that Holy Quran was having all information and explained everything. So Al-Quran is what is, yes, Al-Quran is immortal miracle that challenges all human beings to bring the like of its eloquence, together with the elevated facts and knowledge it comprises. Therefore, no modification, change, or distortion can ever come upon the Holy Quran. And everybody knows that Holy Quran is still no distortion. لا يوجد تحريف فيه. Why? Because it's very clear that Quran, is what? That Quran is, yes, that Quran is a very important, sacred, holy book, and all the old books have distortion, but except Quran, distortion can ever come upon the Holy. Never, never distortion came to Holy Quran. The book that we are currently holding and reciting is the very Quran. You know, the book that we carry and that we read, the holy surah, we reciting the holy surah, is the very Quran that was revealed to the holy prophet. This is the same Quran that was holy prophet revealed to the holy prophet. Whoever claims any statement opposite to this belief is definitely fabricating, erroneous, okay, or dubious. All these categorizes, all these categories are devoid of what? Of true guidance, since the Holy Quran is verily the word of Almighty Allah, who describes it as. Allah said, لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. Okay, falsehood cannot come at it from before it or from behind. It is sent down by one full of wisdom, worthy of all praise. One of the testimonies to the miracle, to the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran is that with the progress of time and the evolution of science and art, the Holy Quran has always kept its freshness and the beauty, as well as its supreme objectives and notions. It never contradicts a fixed scientific theory, nor does it disagree with a positive philosophical fact. This, we still continue talking about Quran. On the contrary, with the development of scientific research and a presentation of modern theories, we notice that some books of scholars and masters philosophers seem to be trivial, repugnant, or fallacious, irrespective of what elevated scientific rank or intellectual level their writers might have attained. Such fallacies are visible in the works of even greatest Greek scholars and philosophers like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, who have been recognized as fathers of knowledge and intellectual excellence. We also believe, as Shia Imamiyya, that it is obligatory to respect and esteem the Holy Quran in words and deeds. It is therefore impossible to defile even a single word of it intentionally. As the Holy Quran states, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None shall touch it save the purified ones. So here we have to check what is the Quran. It is also impermissible for those who are ceremonially impure, whether by major impurity such as janabah, menstruation, purium, and the like of minor impurity, including sleeping, unless ritual bathing or ritual ablution has been performed. The details of these laws are mentioned in the books of Shia jurisprudence. Furthermore, it is impermissible to destroy the books of the Holy Quran by fire or to offend them by any deed that is conventionally considered a sort of insult, such as throwing them away, staining them, or putting them under one's feet or in a despised place. Whoever intentionally insults or despises the Holy Quran through any of these deeds or their likes is decided as having reneged faith and disbelieved in the Lord of the worlds. So, brothers and sisters, from these sentences, we notice that Holy Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words. Where are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his honorable prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and also that Quran is telling us everything important, not only important thing, but all the details. And nowadays we found that science is discovering things, it's revealing things, okay, from which that Quran was telling us or told us about this before hundreds of years. Okay, so it is since it is the words of Allah and it is very important, all Muslims, all people should respect Quran, should do all the kinds of respect to it, and they'll never tear it or put it under their feet or throw it in the garbage or humiliate it. Why? Because it is a holy book and it is never changed, and it is all the time tells the truth, nothing but the truth. This is for today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.